Hello, 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 and welcome back to the Laundry Room Podcast, where it is another episode with myself talking lots of banter and lots of crack with another fabulous special guest. Thank you so much for listening in every week, because yous are all absolutely amazing. If there was no you, there wouldn't be me. And that's cheesy as fuck. But this week I am joined by one of my absolute favourite bitches. I've worked with her for a long time, as they would say, in the far-flung worlds of Asia. And she is the one and only Toxic Tits that I love. Make some noise from your own homes and in your own private areas for Chrissy Toxicity.
Hello, 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 hello.
Hello, it's the show destroyer. Here she is.
It is indeed. It's killer of all shows.
It's breastplate sweat.
It is.
Oh,
dripping
God.
Right down.
How the hell are you? Thank you for coming on, having a chat.
Not too bad now.
Are you good? You well?
You've got me filled with liquor already, so.
I know, one entry, it was like, bottle of Prosecco, have this Rehypnol, make yourself at home, take off your bra if you like.
Loose tongue.
Take off your breastplate and hang it up there.
I hung it out on the door so that it just drips dry while we're up here.
Sure, that's what you do anyway. It's the weekly thing. Like, yeah. Leave that drip down there during the break of the show, and then later on when you need it for the finale, we'll just get somebody to wash inside it.
Sean!
Wash inside my daddy's.
Stretch that out there, would you? Wash my earring.
He'd be in it, like, shaking them, of course.
He has before.
He has, actually. I remember that.
Are we crossy?
Open the curtains there, and then he's standing the tits. You're like, right, okay.
Lady on the game.
It's a lady. So, tell us, what about you? What's going on? What's happening? Any biz? Any crack?
Oh, well, you know me.
I don't,
always
actually.
Busy.
I don't always know where the fuck you are. Yes, you are busy. You're a Friday night woman.
I am a Friday night woman. Still a woman. Sunday night woman, just about.
Yes. We have a new show on the way.
We do indeed. Our last show, I killed with my curse of fatal death that tends to happen to shows that I'm working on.
Oh, sure, you do your best. What else did you kill in your times?
God, what have I done? I've done Drink and Draw. That was on Tuesdays.
I think it was already on the cards months before that.
It was in hospice care, and I just pulled the plug in the end, didn't I?
You were the hospice nurse that put the driver in. You were like, they've only long left now, Mrs. Drink and Draw. She's Austrian.
I got wrote into the will on Fridays and was like, you're done. You're away now.
I was like, you can now take over.
Yeah.
Take my baton and go with it forth and become a lady.
Lovely.
And take my... Well, I don't even know. Take whatever the fuck.
Take my splendor.
So, as I do with every guest, I always like to know the story. What's going on? Why the fuck are you dressed as a woman? And what the hell are you doing, you big, giant, Jewish-nosed bitch? And as everybody knows, if you are offended, fuck up. So, yeah, there you go. It is our term of endearment, isn't it, we call you? Like,
it is indeed.
Fucking neb coming.
Although, I have to say, literally every single episode of this fucking podcast, I'm
mentioned.
Sat in work, usually. That's my Wednesday tradition. I sit in work behind a filing cabinet with my AirPods in. And
why behind a filing cabinet?
Because every time that I need to laugh, then I just duck behind the filing cabinet so people don't be like, why is that weirdo sat there looking at a spreadsheet laughing his head off?
Because numbers are funny.
They are. But it's you and the drag queens of Belfast taking the piss out of my nose every single fucking week.
You knows it.
I knows it indeed.
We all knows it.
I mean, to be fair, it's warranted. My nose is fucking massive, so...
Okay, here, you contour nice. Now, it does resemble Took and Bake.
It does.
Like, would you want a banana?
Fruit Loops.
Yes, the box.
The Fruit Loops.
Fruit Loops bird, one of them. Toucans. Toucas Suleiman from the Dragon's Den. You're like, am
indeed?
I investing? No, not with this nose. Do you remember the other night, the woman in the crowd?
Deborah Meaden.
There's Deborah Meaden lookalike. Are you investing in the show? They got up and left.
And the one beside her looked like fucking Lady C.
Oh my God, Lady, you were like, I was like, look at your woman there. She looked pissed off. And you were like, it looks like Lady Colin Campbell. And I actually near spot a drink. I'm like, it fucking is.
Wet yourself on stage. Look, but it was that fucking warm. It dried in by the end of Agony Aunt.
Oh, it was a very warm night. It was great. So when you actually have people in the building, it's amazing. It creates heat.
All right.
It's like, ooh, welcome.
So good for the final
Thank
one.
You everyone for coming out to support Cabaret. It was the last Cabaret, but it's not the last Sunday show.
No.
Everybody thinks it's dying. It's not dying. It's just moving, rebranding, changing things up, moving with the times, getting with the kids, getting down with the youngsters.
Indeed. Every week I hear a different rumour that Union Street's being sold to the Chinese mafia and
Saudi businessmen.
Literally, it's a different person every fucking week. And do you know where all the rumours start from? The bane of Belfast drag, that fucking group chat.
What group chat?
The group chat.
I don't know about a group chat.
There is a group chat.
Is there a group chat?
There is a group chat.
What is it? Like, of who? Like, just a selection of...
No one important.
Oh.
No, that's not true. There's some important people that watch from the sides. But yeah, there's a group chat and they like to get in the group chat and say little things about the Belfast drag scene. I'm so glad that they've got this insight that no one else does.
Oh, it's wonderful. I know. It's like, I would love to know when shit's getting sold, because then I could make a bid and bad as well. It'd be great.
We'll like, just put our pocket money together.
Exactly. I'm like, I have 40p. You've what?
£3.50 and it'll take all your stock of WKD.
Fucking smashing. Sounds good to me. Are you a WKD fan?
No, but it feels like you're not drinking, so it's just like...
Well, yeah. Like, I'd have a couple of ciders and drive home.
Aye.
Like, beep, beep. Is it, you literally, there's a pensioner lying dead on the ground. I'm like, it was nothing. It was just a metal rack.
A few Smirnoff ice, and then you can still ride a forklift. It's fine.
Exactly. Operate heavy machinery whilst having 30 over 500s and a diazepam. It's absolutely fine. Don't worry about it.
You won't remember a thing.
I remember when I first started my antidepressants tablets. Like, don't be driving now. I was like, no problem. Beep, beep. We're like, fuck. I was like... Be alright.
That's us, though, the SSID like, girls.
Absolutely.
Is that them SSIDs?
SSRI.
SSRI.
Serotonin. Selective serotonin reuptake inhibitor.
Serotonin, is she not in Australia now?
Serotonin. Why, that's right, she's out in the fields. Out in the fields, lifting up cattle shit. To be honest, I would lift the shit of a fucking donkey to live in Australia in the sun.
I'd lift the shit off the fucking street if it meant it wasn't living in Belfast.
With your mouth?
Aye.
I was going to say, like, if you were to offer a life in Australia, performing twice a week in Australian dollar, although they probably wouldn't get paid that much. Everything's more expensive in Australia.
I am lost. I couldn't fucking survive in Australia.
No, why? Too warm?
Yes.
Yeah.
I would turn into a puddle.
Yeah. Oh, actually, yeah, you're one sweaty fuck.
I really am.
So, yeah, that's true. I am warm, but I have that amount of, like, setting spray on that I am like a fucking gable wall. Billy on the wall does not come off.
I have to say, my makeup normally, by the end of the night, it's still pretty intact, which I don't know, understand how it actually works.
It's there, but it's covered with, like, a waterfall.
Yeah.
It's kind of like, oh, look, the waterfalls of Moher, or wherever they're called, like the waterfalls of Kilnanoe or something.
I love her lovely dewy look.
Dewy look, that's just my fucking nose.
That's just
I love her dewy look foundation.
Will you put my fucking dreidel down?
I know, stop it. I've got the Star David on, you know. I'm like... shout out to our favourite Jew, Granny D, DJ Granny D. He's fantastic. I do love him. Yes, Lionheart. So yeah, you are your one sweaty bitch. So you could not do holiday drag then.
I could not. No. Anytime like someone says like, oh, would you ever like go out to Gran Canaria or anything? It's like I wouldn't be able to.
In the depths of
not
winter,
not just some shit at drag.
In the depths of winter in a snowstorm, you're like, that's when I'll go to Gran Canaria. Like,
but that's the thing. We've like fully done shows and it has been ice cold outside, and I am still dripping in sweat.
Yeah, that's very true. In the depths of winter there, where we're in the back corridor just about to go on, you could see your own breath. So we turned around, there was Chrissy just streaming like a fucking puddle.
Worse than that, you can see the fucking steam rising off me whenever it's cold outside.
Do you remember that? You come off stage like, look at her, the steam rising clean off her, like the pish steam.
Like a ready to go kettle.
You're like an old microwave meal come out. Like, she's ready, she had her 10 minutes. Let's go and sit in the corner behind the filing cabinet and listen to the podcast and eat the sad meal. Oh, it's great. So here, tell us, how did you start drag? How did you get into this big bad world of depression and women's clothes? Okay. I like to call it sometimes depression and women's clothes.
Well, I feel like I started a good bit after a lot of the other people that you've had on so far.
Well, yeah, yes.
The new generation.
I just had to have you on because it was like, I need to tick boxes for God's sake.
Just had to get people in.
It's a diversity exercise. Right?
Get the Jew.
Told you, stop that.
But yes, I had started, whenever I first moved up to Belfast, which would have been 2018, mm-hmm. myself and Ivy Proofen, I'm sure many a man in Belfast knows the name, would have went to Maverick on, we would have went on a Friday and a Sunday.
Right.
That would have been Fuck Yeah Fridays, and it was kind of the last iteration of Sunday Service.
Yes.
So both shows would have been Rusty, Misty and Blue.
Yes,
and that was the cast we knew.
I was on my way, on my travels, on my bits, on my working career, on my journey.
A woman of the skies already.
My journey. So yes, I was away travelling, not doing travelling, I was away working my EasyJet life.
Yes,
being
getting
air hostess.
Qualifications.
Getting my qualifications, being my full-time woman air hostess, any drinks or snacks from the trolley, tit kick. So yes, that's where you first seen drag. You're like, I want to be that.
Yes, so it was like, I moved up a little gay boy from Armagh.
Armagh.
The Orchard County.
Shite.
And it is. And I was, actually, no, do you know what? I'm going to tell a wee story. Because the first drag that I would have seen from a distance, as we discovered recently through this podcast, would have been you and Rusty Hinges in the Armagh St. Patrick's Day Parade.
That's right. Oh, back in St. Patrick's Day when me and Rusty walked in the beautiful St. Patrick's Day parade as two lovely Irish dancing...
Two little Irish dancing things. With your curly wigs.
But in a video that then appeared was little Chrissy Toxicity walking with the Boys Brigade.
It was the Order of Malta Ambulance Corps.
Sorry, that was it. Boys Brigade. Jesus, the Order of Malta Ambulance Corps, and you're walking along completely ashamed of yourself. Mm-hmm.
Going, and then...
I'd love to be wearing those sparkly heels that on.
A guard of honour at the top of the cathedral for... Or the bishop or whoever it was.
The cardinal.
Cardinal Brady, that's who it was.
Cardinal Brady.
Cardinal Brady. No,
Cardinal Brady, if you're listening, do you remember me?
Mm. And us doing this guard of honour, and then here comes two cross-dressers trumbling along.
That was our walk, trumbling. Mm. It wasn't even like a sexy dander, because the heel wasn't even that high to give sexy. It was more like,
look at us.
Hello, how you doing? I make my own butter platform. With my thighs.
Exactly.
It was very, very small. It was a very lady-friendly thigh?
Height.
Yeah, lady-friendly height.
Friendly heel.
Yeah, just something very comfortable for walking the streets of Armagh during the day.
Exactly, over the cobbles.
It was, that was a time. That was a time. I remember the time.
I saw those two gorgeous, gorgeous women in their Irish dancing costumes and thought, you know what? I'll give that a go, so I will.
I'd like to do that once I'm no longer in the back of an ambulance.
Mm.
Fantastic.
So then, moved up to Belfast, and then Maverick was our haunt whenever we would go out. So we used to sit right in front of the bar in Maverick watching the show, and every time that Lip Sync for Your Drink would come up, we would say, you know what, we're good enough at this, let's do it. And we just thought we were the hottest shit to ever appear on the scene.
Hit the floor, and it was like... Right.
And then eventually we started putting on ladies' clothes and wigs.
Oh, slowly but surely. You were like, let's do drag. Let's do... And was Chrissy Toxicity always your drag name? Or did you think of something? Was it a name before that?
There was a name before it, but it was... Before I'd ever even dabbled in drag, it was just, let's come up with a drag name.
What was it?
Janine Tonic.
I absolutely adore it.
But Janine Tonic works in fucking Blackpool or something.
Oh my god. Lady Portia said last week her one was going to be...
Ruby Diamonds?
Ruby Diamonds or Portia... Lady Portia Diamonds. I can't remember. But she said it just sounded so Blackpool.
Yeah.
But...
Janine Tonic.
Janine Tonic. It reminds me of Janine from EastEnders.
No, but that's where I got it from.
Is it?
It is. Janine's back and she's a drag queen now.
Oh my god, that's... I actually love that. That needs to be added to my drag list. Janine Tonic.
Janine Tonic.
Why have you not mentioned this in our dressing room chats?
I don't know, actually.
You bastard.
I feel like it's one that I'm like holding on to. It's just, in my later years, in my twilight years, I'm going to be Janine Tonic.
You might retire for a while. You might find a man and then you'd be like, this isn't for me anymore. Mm-hmm. But no, I think I would still do my drag. I need to find a gentleman.
You need an outlet.
Yeah, you need an outlet to call people a cunt and get away with it.
Aye.
Because I fucking love it. You can walk into somebody's fucking wedding and call somebody an absolute pervert. They think it's brilliant. I think it's a gag.
Make the bride cry.
Oh, of course I made the bride cry. It's one of my absolute favourites. I have told the story on this many times, have I told the story?
I think you did.
I think I did. Basically, the long or the short of it was I was doing my usual Roxy, very unoffensive comedy.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, if anybody wants to know where the mother of the bride will be later on, she'll be out behind the bins being fingered. And then she looked to the left, a couple more words, and then I looked and there was the bride actually bawling her eyes out. Then, of course, after that, her and her new husband of only just a couple of hours started fighting and storming off from each other as I got into the back of a taxi and sped away with the money in the handbag.
Roxy grabbed a few sausage rolls from the buffet and... Out she went.
Well, when I was away doing the wedding in Spain there the other week, shout out to Keelan and Alejandro. Absolutely fabulous.
Alejandro?
Keelan's, I think, he's from Newry, sorry. He's not Armagh.
So sorry to hear that.
No, that's actually kind of nicer. You didn't tell me you brought the drag kids with you?
Jesus Christ. Why is that so clear?
It's Karma Violet, Lottie, and... Oh, there's Cherry.
You can hear Cherry because you can hear the East Belfast in it.
You can kind of hear the lesbian twang.
Aye.
And her little like, sort of side eye. Mm. There's a dog. So the street I live in, this is the tangents now beginning.
Aye.
The street I live in, I love it, it's great. The neighbours are amazing, but there's dogs. One on the corner, one two doors up, and one three more doors up from that. They all come out together. They all bark like fuck. Shut up! Perfect. Thank fuck.
There we go. Shut up.
Bastards. I just sometimes want to go out with poisonous ham and go, here, have something to eat.
Here you go. We treat like, for you, loves.
Here you go. No, I would you have an animal? Would you?
I love animals.
Do you? What do you like? Well, I know you live with Ivy and all, like, but I mean...
Jesus Christ, that's another level. That's not a fucking animal. That's a bridge troll.
I do, No, she's all right. She's a real bad man. She's fabulous. So you started off, you were going to be Janine Tonic.
Janine Tonic.
I think that's a fucking sketch.
Do you know what, though? I feel like if I were to become a lady of a certain age doing the drag queening, you could see Janine Tonic at the end of the bar wearing a little pussycat wig and a muumuu.
That's what you wear at the minute anyway.
Well, fuck you up.
See, when we come into the dressing room, see you getting ready, you're usually in like a wee, your own hair is like a pussycat wig, and I'm like, there's Janine Tonic getting ready there. Indeed.
I'm going to get that every fucking time you come into the dressing room now.
There's Janine.
There's Janine, ready for the show.
But one of my favourite things is, we could arrive and I'm fully dressed, and it's like, we have to start in 10 minutes, and she is nowhere near ready, you're still only doing foundation, and I'm like, this is not possible, and it's just literally, as we were to step on the stage, you just appear.
There
ready.
Was one time in particular, I remember it, where it was, like, even I was like, oh god, I'm really running late this time, and I was still, like, doing my eyes or something, no lips, no cheeks done, still had to put the wig on, still had to put the whole body and the outfit on.
The whole position.
And yous were like, Chrissy, how long do you need? And I was like, 10 minutes, I'll see yous down there. And yous go down, and it was just as Glenn was playing the cabaret intro, and I start walking down the stairs in this gown, beautiful updo, and you just look up at me, it's like, how the fuck do you do that? 10 minutes ago, you were sat in your boxers.
And then now you're red. How the fuck did that happen? It's like, magic. Like,
it's like, once I get to a certain point, it's like, okay, I know that the last bit, I can do it like that, so it's no bother.
No, me, when I come down, so I do everything in stages, so it's to start from the head, eyes, then you've got it so you can sit and eat your dinner, so it's not over your foundation. I'd be sitting eating pizza, sitting in front of a mirror going, I hate my life.
But I look lovely.
Why am I single? Why somebody love me? Give me that pizza. And then put the face on, be like, right, I don't give a fuck. Let's go make that money, honey, and get steaming, and then come home and piss myself at the front door.
Then there's some nights whenever you've just got the eyes done and you're eating your pizza and you fall asleep for a wee while and you're like, I'm wearing the burqa tonight, so I am. Gorgeous eyes.
Oh, God. But yeah, no, I would love one of them just for travelling around sometimes, because people do look at you if you're running up the street during the day and you're like, I'm not built for the day. I'm a nighttime creature.
Just running down to the shops for like a pint of milk.
With my fake tan and all, when you go out in the daytime, you're like, patchy bastard. Mm. So I'm going to have to do a little bit of sunbedding before Pride comes along.
Oh, God,
or
same.
I'm going to wear a full suit neck to toe and be like, I don't actually have any body features. I'm just a hole.
Mm. A morph suit.
Morph suit. Oh my
a
god.
A dull orange morph suit.
That would actually be great, because then I wouldn't have to do any makeup. Fuck that shit. I hate getting up. Well, don't hate. Love Pride, but don't like getting up early in the morning for the earliness of it all. It's great and it's fabulous, but hey, the fuck. Not for the boys.
Sure.
Dresses ladies.
Last Pride, I didn't even sleep the night before. We done drag roulette the night before in Union Street. We did.
I love the fact that I remember nothing. We'd done last year.
Drag roulette the night before, and it was the night the fucking lights went out on us. We had no lights.
Oh, yeah.
We had to have a spotlight balanced on top of the coffee machine, which was blinding us the entire time.
I remember now.
We were performing some German song that Angela Ferkel put in for us.
That's right, yes. I loved that.
All these fucking songs that we had no idea what was coming up. And we were like, right, we'll get the show over and done with nice and quick, and then we'll go off, because it's Pride in the morning, we need to be up bright and early.
Ready to roll.
I still didn't have my Pride look finished. I had that fucking suit of armour, and that's to...
make that shit.
I had to finish it off, and...
I couldn't think of anything worse.
I went straight from there. Me and Ivy had a studio down in Botanic.
Oh, why the studio?
And I went down there, was still in full drag, got down there, took my wig and my outfit off. I don't even know what the fuck I was wearing for the rest of the night, because I must have put something on. And I was...
pants? Like, oh, here we all are. All
no,
belts.
I genuinely think it was me sitting there. Bishop Brennan, whoever it was. Here we are now.
Here we
all
are. All
the lads.
From Father's Head. It's a meme that goes out there. And it just reminds me of you just sitting in your knickers going, here we all are, all the lads.
That's,
ready to
I'm not going
to
get a gorgeous photo of myself for the Laundry Room podcast. I'm just going to get that
it actually
just plastered up there.
Will be that picture and go, that's the exact one.
Here we are now.
Here we are. All the lads. Well, speaking of all the lads, we're going to take a very short break. We will be back very shortly. We'll speak to you soon. Bye-bye. Hola damas y caballeros, bienvenidos a podcast Roxy Tumbledreo Laundry Room. It's Spanish for hello, how you doing? Welcome back to the Laundry Room Podcast with me, Roxy Tumbledreo. This week I am joined by the one, the only, the gorgeous, the her, the big bitch with the nose herself, Sniffy LaRue. Chrissy Toxicity.
Sniffy LaRue. Sniffy LaRue and Janine Tonic doing cabaret.
They're all coming together, sisters. It's Sniffy LaRue. She can sniff out a boy a mile away. She's fabulous. So before the break, we were talking about your descent into drag, or your start in drags.
I would call it a descent. It's only gone downhill from there.
Well, sure, it's all good fun when you're dressing up for a laugh. And so tell us, what was your very first gig? Very first actual on stage in front of people?
very first gig where I was actually booked. Oh, Jesus. I actually do know what it was. Myself and Ibuprofen had been asked to host a wine and cheese night.
Fuck off.
In John Bell House student accommodation.
Hold on, what?
Yeah.
Student accommodation.
A student accommodation.
Like, is it one of these Dundurn Inns type of thing? Or is it like students with a few pounds?
Oh, no, it was quite nice, actually. It was in the Great Hall.
Ah, right. And there was all like, Mammy, we got drag queens.
Well, that's what we were hoping it was going to be. We dragged a few of our mates across and we were trying to make it, oh, come and see us in drag. We're doing our first show. And was there a quiz or there was something else that was happening at this event? I can't even remember what it was.
A public shaming of you.
Essentially, that's what it ended up being. And we were doing it and we were trying to do this show while at the other end of the hall, there were some students watching. I think it was I'm a Celebrity.
What? In the same hall?
In the same hall. So like it was divided halfway and there was couches and stuff and there was just a bunch of students watching I'm a Celebrity or something.
Right.
So there was me and Ivy trying to do our numbers, and I remember the first song that I performed to was Heaven is a Place on Earth by Belinda Carlisle. And when I tell
can
you
I put Goofy Three Saturdays time to do Belinda Carlisle Heaven is a Place on Earth,
absolutely,
and that is on my, it's getting into my diary right now.
And when I tell you the drag I was doing can only be described as 3 o'clock in the morning on Grindr, Chrissy CD messaging you saying, can I show off for you in my tights? I was wearing a little lacy, like, negligee from ASOS.
I can see it.
Big Amazon thigh-high black boots.
Was it, like, a go-go boot?
No, thankfully
not. Like a 70s go-go boot?
No, it was...
There's a lot of incarnations of those at the minute on the scene. And
why
like,
have they come back? I don't understand it at all.
They look like... Do you ever see a 70s fancy dress costume in Elliot's?
Yeah.
And the model in it is
groovy
wearing...
Groovy Chick.
Yeah, Groovy Chick. And the... Do you remember Groovy Chick? The actual...
The Y2K children's
She looks like a big
brand.
Lanky bitch. There's right. like... She's something wrong with her. She's... That's Groovy Chick. Come and look at the walks of her. She's got jaundice.
And she's grown up to be one Miss Becca Boots.
Yeah, fuck me. I think I did call her Groovy Chick, wouldn't they? Or something was called Groovy Chick. speaking of jaundice, there is a picture of you flying about doing, it was Misty Falls, had a ball, one of the House of Falls ball.
Oh god, yeah.
And
so
you
well,
look jaundice that- as fuck.
And how do you know about that?
I have it on my phone saved because you put it up as a joke on Protect Bad Drag, and I was like,
yeah.
Screenshot immediately for birthdays, weddings, and bar mitzvahs so I can wish you online a happy whatever the fuck you're celebrating.
Well, the photo, the outfit I'm wearing in that photo is the outfit I wore for that first performance.
Is it?
So you can see my lovely lacy nightwear, but my first performance I was wearing what I like to call Drag Queen's First Wig. Where it was it was a sort of burgundy wine red, and yeah, there, oh my god, it was literally that color.
We're looking at my human hair.
We're here in the
sorry,
hall,
so we don't say her anymore. In 2024, it's called a unit.
A unit. A unit.
Just washing my unit. I'm like, that to me sounds like you're washing a very large woman. I'm like,
I call them the girls.
The girls are
the girls.
Just call them what they are. Fucking wigs.
A wig.
A wig that goes on a piece of head, and that's fucking it. There aren't girls, they haven't got... People go, do you have names for your hairs? I'm like, yes, fuck off, and none of your business, creep. They're pieces of fucking hair, that's it. And after about 4 or 5 wigs, they go straight back to the fabulous Keith wigs to be restyled and made beautiful again.
Shout out to Keith, taking care of the dolls.
His little magical shed at the back of that house. Keith, I love your home. It's like the house from Up. I thought if you attach balloons, it would just float away. I'm like, could you deliver wigs? Yes, now the house moves.
Talk about fucking Hong Kong apartments. That house is so skinny and tall.
I love it. I would live there.
Are we just doxing Keith right now?
What's doxing mean?
Whenever you like expose someone's address online.
Well, no,
we're not telling them where it is.
We're not an address. The house could be anywhere in Northern Ireland.
If anyone sees a flying shed with wigs in it, that's Keith's.
That is it. The Keith Wiggs is travelling the country on a tour. We are now promoting that, Keith.
Yeah.
If you're interested, get in touch. We'd love that.
I'll do you a poster.
Chrissy, make a poster. There we go. The tangent begins.
Right,
and I
so,
fucking love it. The first gig.
The wine and cheese night.
Wine and cheese night, right?
Wine and cheese.
In this hall where other people are down the other end watching I Was Living.
Yep. Not interested at all.
But tell me, how loud was the music? Was it, I can hear my own feet?
A whisper.
Oh,
a whisper.
It's when you can hear your own feet or your own, my breath. Dancing and lip syncing. It kills me.
Well, during this number, I had decided to do some choreography because we were essentially just...
Choreography?
Do you ever be like performing at a brunch or something and you're just weaving your way between chairs?
Yeah.
It was very similar to that vibe.
Right, okay.
So I grabbed a chair and you heard it scrape along the ground. You heard me turning it. You heard me trying to dance on it. And towards the end of the song... This was back in the day when I thought I was something.
Back in the day?
Back in the day.
4 years ago.
Yeah.
4 years ago.
Five.
Not even long. not at all.
I was doing death drops and splits and all back then. Which I can't imagine Chrissy doing a death drop or a split now.
Fuck, Jesus, you and them old Victorian penny kickers.
Aye, the wee orphan stompers.
They remind me of, like, you know in the Victorian picture, you see the boy with the hoop and the stick? Like, yep. Chase that hoop and stick down the street.
A penny farthing.
Penny farthing, and like... Please welcome to the stage, Miss Penny Farthing. We should do a Victorian week.
We should. Penny Farthing, Janine Tonic, and Sniffy LaRue.
Sniffy LaRue. And she's the cocaine queen. Like
she is.
Hey, darling, I'm Sniffy LaRue.
Don't you know get your bag out in front of Sniffy.
Do you know anyone that can get me like a rock of cocaine? Don't know why she's got that accent.
No, that's not transatlantic, is it? Transatlantic. It's more like that, isn't it?
It's like, what's wrong, darling? You're crazy. You want to go to London or New York? Come with me now, quick. Let's go.
Don't make me leave, baby. I don't want to.
Darling, no. I love it. You're fantastic.
What about the children?
Fuck the children. I'll slap you down, bitch. And like, back in the day, women got hit.
Hit me harder. I love you.
That just reminds me of Family Guy. New Family Guy cutaways. There is one they do like that. And that's kind of where I get all my fucking dark. I do have a very dark sense of humor, as you well know. Some of the stuff I say on stage is dark, but by fuck, when we get backstage in their own private quarters.
Oh.
I'm a fucker and I love it.
I mean, my favourite thing in the dressing room is just when you say something, I just turn around and go, Roxy!
It's hilarious. And even when I have my day job and we're all working away and then there's nobody about, I'm listening, like, ranting to the crew. I'm like, fucking... And I have to walk any more than, like, fucking 3 steps. I'm like, the plane's parked too far away.
How dare they?
Bastards! Oh, I love it.
Infringing on your human rights.
And I do think that's probably why people are quite intimidated by me, because I'm a bit of a fucking evil shite.
Fuck no, but then you get to know you and you're just a big... evil shite.
Yeah, an evil shite that actually really looks after people and goes, yeah, oh, come under my big bingo girls. Wing.
But yes, so I was performing Heaven is a Place on Earth, decided to do a death drop. While I was on my way down on this death drop, my wig managed to come off.
Of course.
As I hit the ground, I caught the wig in midair.
Right.
Threw it to the side and pulled my wig cap off. And at the time, I had bleached blonde hair. So I finished it looking a bit like pink.
Ooh.
But it looked intentional.
And they thought they were choking on cheese.
Like, they were loving it. They're whining cheese. Rockford. Choking on a bit of camembert.
So were they all just sitting around in this like half room eating wine and cheese, watching two strange cross-dressers?
Very odd. There must have been something else going on. I can't remember what we were doing, whether it was bingo or a quiz. But we were doing something and then midway through we just decided to do a few wee numbers, and that was our first gig. I don't think we even got... No, do you want to know what we got paid for that? Because we were living in one of the other student accommodation buildings, they couldn't pay us money.
Oh, right.
So instead, we each got a £100 Marks and Spencer's gift card.
Oh, my God. Think of this stuff you could have stole as well as bought.
But, like, as a student, getting £100 worth of Marks and Spencer's
stuff. Ooh. Oh, it was fucking dine out for two for 6 weeks.
I think I got 2 Indian banquets and 2 Thai banquets at the same time.
Oh, I would love that. I love getting into Marks and Spencer's and taking things to the self-checkout. It's one of my absolute favourites.
I'm not a plasma screen TV through as a lime.
Boop. And there's times this holiday, it's so busy. On the busier days, you go in, it's like, boop. I did make that noise. Boop, boop. And, this one's not scanning. Let me just set this. Boop, boop. How many chocolate twists have you got in that bag? 1. While 6 go into the bag.
You've just taken a little basket from the bakery.
Boop, boop. All scanned. Taken. Gone. Thank you and good fucking night. Anybody who works for Spencer's, don't say a word. Shh, be quiet. Don't take away self-checkout. Although they are bringing back people, thank God, because self-checkout's always like, bagging area. Does my fucking head in.
No, I love a self-checkout.
Do you?
Yeah.
No.
I'm an antisocial bastard. I'll just put my AirPods in and just walk around. The amount of times that I've been like, oh, I need to figure out what I'm doing for the gig this week, and I'm walking around Tesco's with music absolutely blurring through my headphones.
You're like, Oh, no, I can't listen to headphones walking around. I like to keep, like, my shit about me. It's just like to be, I like to listen to other people's conversations. Like, the thing I say to her, and I'm like, Was that right?
You tell her, Deirdre.
Even travelling to the wedding in Spain, I was listening to people on the train in Spanish bitching about somebody else, and I was like, ooh.
Escándalo.
Ooh, escándalo, señora. As I said earlier, shout out to the boys. That's right, we went off topic again. Oh, shout out to the boys. I was down in Madrid, in a little medieval town called Toledo.
Madrid.
So I flew to Madrid. I got on the air coach from Belfast to Dublin. Then I flew through Dublin Airport for the very first time. It was a very easy journey.
The first time?
So, never went through Dublin Airport in my puff.
Does EasyJet not fly from Dublin?
Absolutely not.
Oh, okay.
No, we're British. How dare you?
Excuse me.
Fuck you. No, I'm based in Belfast, so I don't go out of Dublin. Mm. But the first time straight through, it was great, lovely, nice wee bits and pieces. Went in the boots, was able to literally steal a couple of bits and pieces lovely. As well through the self-checkout. Was away like, fuck. I was like, oh, boop, boop. Thank you.
Sky police are going to be after you.
Fuck God. I'm like, tell you what, if it's, that's what they do, if they're trusting you, well, I'm going to fucking take it. That's how it works. Got on my flight, flew to Madrid, got the train from Madrid into the centre of Madrid, Madrid onwards, then into Toledo on the super fast train. It was fast enough, but it wasn't super fast. It wasn't anything I would be surprised about. Mm. But the city was gorgeous. It's like a 14th century medieval town. Literally so all hills. Like, if you're in a wheelchair, you're fucked. But if you have operational legs, well done. Well,
go thankfully, I'm not in a wheelchair.
I know, thank God.
I'm booking a holiday to Toledo.
It's lovely. It was gorgeous. And some of the grinder boys were lovely, but it was like one man, like a kilometre away, the next one. 6 days, like there were literally nobody to be seen for a long time. I was like, no,
get right. The super fast train.
It's like, oh, come find me, boys. I'll be lying in a heap after I do my gig. The taxi driver, I got into the taxi and was like, hola, Blingles. And he goes, no. I'm like, all right, love. But the Manchester accent. I was like, fine, well, you got a problem against me because I'm dressed up as a girl. So it was very nice. It was very good fun. It was very nice. It was, oh my God, I still am in shock. Like, why? I went to Spain to a wedding. Wow.
It's fucking insane. Like, you went there and. But you didn't just do a wedding. You done a wedding bilingual.
Si.
Spanish and English.
Si, I spoke in Spanish and English.
Performed in Spanish.
Because I was there for 2 days. Mm. And it was easier to also put on the accent of Spanish to English rather than speak like a share of people. So I was going, hello, could you tell me where I get the ticket from to the aeropuerto? She goes, yeah, blah, blah. I was like, so you have to speak in a slight accent as if you are, you know, something that. It's them fucking dogs again.
Sorry, that's my feet.
Oh, yes, that's right. Sorry, I'm speaking in Spanish. I don't give a fuck. But yeah, it was fantastic. I really enjoyed it. I am now an international drag queen. So if you live in any countries that have Spanish accents, I can come there and call you all cunts, whores, and bastards. If you're easily offended, suck my cock.
Roxy Tumbledryer, Gran Canaria 2024.
Ooh, no, if only Gran. God, I kind of would have enjoyed it. I think it'd be fun, but it wouldn't be like I would move over to do it as a permanent thing. I did get asked to come over to Turkey? This summer. Yeah. And I was like, no, I do not have time. I am working like fuck. I've also loads of bookings, you know. I get to shout abuse at you from passing cars.
Aye.
And that's, I have that booked through in my diary for quite a long time. So
every time I'm going to work, Roxy gets a taxi just to go past my house.
Fucking fruit. There actually is sometimes people that I do know and put the car window and shout fruit out the window and drive on. They're like, looking around, and I text and go, that was me. It wasn't a homophobic attack. Don't take it thick.
It's, well, it was a wee bit.
Kind of was, but it's funny. If somebody shouted at me,
if it's family, it's fine.
If it's family and friends, it's okay. So you, did that gig in the Wine and Cheese Party, which is fabulous. And then, of course, lockdown came along
right after that. And I feel like I was just getting my steam and then lockdown. And that's when the depression really started. So it did. I had to move back home. I was in Armagh. And
nobody knows about it either.
Yeah. My family still don't know how to drag, which at this point is a wee bit weird, isn't it?
Shame, shame, shame. Shame on you. That's a gig. How do you think they'd take it well or not give a fuck? Or
I have like, no idea, and at this point I don't really. Well, it's not that I don't care, because obviously if I didn't care, they'd know. It's more I don't really care. Like, I don't want them involved, so it's just easier. Yeah,
it's just like, right, okay.
Yeah.
Like, you could start a podcast and have your mum talking with you. Like, Cormac, tell you what, love. This is how you make stew. A coddle. This is how you make a coddle for the child.
My mum's shit at making stew. She is. That's the one thing. My ma's a terrible cook.
It's but water and boiled meats.
I know, but the way I always describe my ma's food is grey.
Grey.
And not even necessarily in colour, in taste, in texture, it was just grey.
Grey. Have you met Salt and Pepper? Who are they? Is that a band in the 80s, 90s? That's a fucking gag. But desperate. Then after the COVID-19 epidemic, you returned and you started working in Union Street Bar.
I did.
You did. What was your first gig there? Remind me, because I can't remember last
the
week.
The first gig I ever done, it was a Friday with you.
It was. Why did I forget that?
Like so many things, Roxy was my first paid gig as well. The first one wasn't paid, but
no, some are not. You have to prove.
Unless you count the M&S voucher.
Well, yes. Well, you were. There you go. Yeah. I mean, that was your first ever. paid gig?
As far as I know, yeah.
Oh my Christ.
That was my first paid gig.
Well, M&S gigs are better than none, so I like them.
And then, yeah, you were my first gig in Union Street, and it was around the time that I was competing in Drag Stars.
We'll come back to Union Street. Tell us a little bit about Drag Stars. We all know what Drag Stars is. It's a Thursday competition in the Maverick by the one and only Anya Becks.
It was, whenever I was doing it, we didn't really know what to expect because it was, I mean, before that, it would have been before lockdown, whatever the last competition before that was. I think it was either Trudy's Drag Race, possibly, or Portia doing Shine Bright.
I remember that.
I think it was Portia doing Shine Bright. Scarlett Mugler won that.
Scarlett Mugler.
Mugler herself.
Mugler, that's right, yes.
And it was then we saw on Instagram, Anya was looking to do a competition, and I was like, oh.
Was this the first?
This was the very first.
Oh, the very first.
The very first Drag Stars.
First out of millions.
Aye. Yep. We're now on Drag Stars 70,084.
Indeed, and I can't wait for the next.
It's a Christmas special.
And shout out to the Drag Stars.
We didn't really know what to expect, and I remember I'd actually messaged Anya saying, "Oh, this looks like fun. I want to do this."
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, "Oh yeah, that'll be fine. That'll be fine." And then a few weeks later, I was hearing from a few different queens on the scene saying,
"Was this in the mass group text?"
No, I was never actually in the big group chat. I think I've been at it a few times, but I just leave it because I'm like, nope.
I'm gonna start an e-drag persona so I can get in having those. Yeah. Not that I give it. I don't money to. I don't give a fuck.
Get your burner phone.
I wish I did have one, actually. Fucks, it could be great.
We'll go and get a wee SIM card from Asda after this.
Sounds good to me. That's it. I'm gonna start with Gina Tonic's gonna arrive. I'm like,
Janine Tonic's gonna jump in.
This is Janine's too. This is too weird after hearing her name the other week.
I think I did get added into it once, and the first thing I did was search my name.
Oh, to see if there's anything said about you.
Yeah.
Oh, very good.
It was just people being like, "Oh, does anyone know who's at home with Chrissy and Becca this week?"
No, nobody.
I think I'm that fucking narcissistic that I was like, "Why is no one talking about me?
How dare you not bitch about me?
Where's people slagging me?"
It's like, it's me. It's just Roxy. Chrissy is a fucking cunt.
But yes,
so you started Friday nights. I was doing a Friday in Union Street, which was Foxy Fridays. That's right.
And whenever I'd done the first few ones with you, it was actually still in Shoe Factory.
That's right. There were a Friday because of the COVID stuff. I had to keep it at a distance. And then we moved to the front bar, and you continued doing it with me. And
yes, I'm trying to think who was on with us that very first night, and I have no idea. But I do know I got very drunk that night because I have a series of photos on my phone. Which I actually used one of them as like my go-to photo to put on a poster for a while, where I took them in the dressing room after the show, and I look god-awful. My lipstick is completely smeared, but I'd done something different with my eyes, and I was like
"Oh, she's a woman. I'm beautiful.
She's gorgeous.
I'm everything, and nobody can tell me different."
Exactly.
Fabulous. At least you didn't fall asleep in the dressing room, so that's a good thing.
No, thank God. Some people.
So you did a few Fridays, yes, and then...
It was after I won Drag Stars, I... got a message from Union Street.
You won
Drag Stars? Oh, yes, I won Drag Stars. Oh, yeah.
So we're going back to that. Yes. Back to Drag Stars. You were doing competition season one. How many weeks was that?
It was 6 weeks.
Six weeks.
That's the thing. I had asked Anya if I could do it and then hadn't heard anything back about it, really. And heard from a few people, "Oh, are you doing Drag Stars? Are you doing it?" And I was like, "Oh, well, I asked. I'm not sure." And they were like, "Oh, well, the cast has decided. Like, we're already, like it's in the group chat and all." And I was like, "Oh, guess I didn't make it then." So then I messaged Anya and was like, "Oh, I'd still like to do this if it was a chance." And she was like, "Oh yeah, oh, I thought you didn't want to do it." So then she added me, so I was the last minute wild card contestant.
Oh, you were just fucked in there, the like, right, and then boom, you
won
it.
Won it. But I still think Drag Stars season one, we didn't know what we were in for. We kind of set the tone for Drag Stars going forward because you had some really fucking amazing people in there. You had me, Fierce, Bent, Hester. We were trying to prove ourselves.
Yeah, we're good. And all those people that were on that are now working away and doing bits and doing well. So it does do something. These little gets you out and about. And that's what I like to do with my show, to bring guests on. But I like to bring, not even I like to, I would just choose people that actually have,
drive.
They have a drive and a bit of want to do drag. It's not just like, "I want to put on a dress and have a gig." It's like, that's wonderful, that's great, but I'm running a show, I'm trying to keep people entertained. It's not...
That's the thing. I feel like with drag, there's people that do drag because they want to dress up and they want to have some fun, and there's people that do drag because they want to be entertainers.
I want to be a fucking entertainer.
Yeah.
I make people laugh. I could stand and talk shite, whether I'm in drag or not, and Right now, I'm fucking not. Never am when we're doing these things.
We're just attention seekers.
We are just attention seekers with ADHD. Exactly. That is ADHD. That's the Muslim way, or the Arabic way of saying it. ADHD.
ADHD.
ADHD. Have you got ADHD with hummus? I'm like, yes, please. A fantastic.
I love a wee bit of hummus. So, yeah. Hummus and breadsticks.
Breadsticks. Sweet chili hummus. I've asked it. It's fucking unbelievable.
Or red pepper hummus.
Yes. Caramel. Absolutely divine. I love a bit of hummus. I should have bought some in. We could have been sat in here. Having an Arabic mezze. It's that fucking dog. Every single time I try to have a fucking conversation about something, it's the burr, burr, burr. I cannot wait to take this podcast to the neighbour and go, listen to this fucking shit.
Listen to your dog yip yip yapping.
So on Fridays you were working with me, and then I decided to myself, I'm working loads, I'm absolutely fucked, I'm getting old. 30.
We were doing our Friday show, and God, it was, I feel like that was the first time that it was like, we are putting so much effort into this and it feels like it's outside of our control. That was the first time, because you had taken me under your wing, your lovely, lovely flappy bingo wings, and
they're gorgeous.
Took me to Roxy's School for Girls.
Oil them up. I know the School for Girls is a tough school. It's like,
it is. It's like, you're a tough mistress.
Did you remember years ago when, like, it was ITV or something, it was like
La Dette Lady.
That's what I run. It's a course of La Dette de Lady. I'm like, right, you fucking tramp. Bend down and pick up that pencil without having to bend your back. Straight back. Nice squat. Here we go.
Get on that mic and tell your woman over there her cardigan's ugly.
Yes, tell her she should have aborted her daughter at birth because she's got a weird eye. That's how you do it.
I remember the very first time you ever handed me a mic, it was like, there you go, you host. You were like, you're going to host the game. And I went out there and the first thing you were like, it was like, shout into that mic, we can't hear you. And then I was shouting and you're like, you're shouting too loud, we can't understand a word you're saying.
It's a fine balance.
It is indeed.
Some people come out and be like, hi everybody, welcome along to the show, this is great.
Recently I had a Cherry Bomb Scare helping me with the game, and she went into the crowd, she's like, who wants to play a game? And I had to turn around and be like, all right, Union Street, who wants to play a game tonight?
It is projection. It's like literally on the microphone. You don't need the volume. It's just using your voice to project out to the crowd. What exactly? People always say, you sound like a radio presenter.
Roxy's radio voice.
And it is the radio, because I'm usually just talking about, then I'm like, tonight, we have got fantastic guests live on the show. We've got Crazy Toxicity, straight back from her trip to the back end of nowhere. We've got the fantastic Becca Boots. She's rattling her teeth for a fiver. And of course, bringing up the rear, it's Karma Violet.
Straight from the burn ward.
Karma's a bitch. I should have known better. Show's going up in 10 minutes. Grab yourself a drink at the bar, grab yourself a fag, or maybe even change your tampon, because I can smell the sea. We'll see you in 10 minutes. It's just like that. I can just ram that off. And I was
expecting Beyonce Mega Mix to start playing there.
Like, Texas. What the Texas holding? I couldn't even get it off the top of my head there to do that quick, but there it is. That is the school of microphone chat.
Yes, like, indeed.
But only so many people could do it. You do it and you sound like a fucking dick. You're like, no.
And now I'm playing with it. Doing games left, right, and centre.
You are doing very well. You pick up the mic very quick. And I was like, look at her, she can do it now. It was just, sometimes you have to be fucked into the deep end.
Needed the push.
The push, and then the right, don't turn it this way, do this way. Be heard, pull it back a wee bit, just keep it in the right space and project your voice. Like, you don't just whisper as if you're talking on the phone to people. You have to be pronounced. Because people are pished and they need to know what's going on.
But then there's the weird thing that, like, whenever I did start talking on the mic, all of a sudden this country accent that I've never had started coming out.
Oh, why? You'll get...
You get yourself up there now, lad.
I love that. I'm like, who the fuck's that?
And that's Cormac.
It's Cormac in the bootcut jeans and the brown shoes. Like, do you want to win £30 worth of none?
Yes. Or Owen Jiven.
Let's go Jiven. That could be a brand new game.
It could.
Like
Christy takes a Jiven.
Cormac's Jives. Or nice. Jenny's Jives. No,
Janine's Jives.
Janine's Jives. Welcome along this week. It's Janine's Jives. And we've got a leaderboard. At the top of the leaderboard, it's one-legged Anne, who has been coming in every week for the past 3 weeks.
She only dances in circles, but she's doing her best.
She's fantastic. On one foot, it's a shoe, and on the other bit, it's just a stump and a roller boot. She's fantastic. Well done, roller boot Anne. Coming up next in the second in the line is, of course, little old Stumpy McGee and Polio Back John. They are wonderful. It's the rips and tips of them all. But here we go. We're going back to Janine's Jiving, that's it. Fuck me. I've only got so much of a go, and then I'm like, right.
The new Sunday show on Union Street. Get ready for Janine's Jives.
Come on down. If you know what, see if you're listening to this, come on down and see us and request Janine's Jives if you're listening, because.
And I will come up with something on the fly. Right. I'm going to wear a little blonde pussycat wig and I'm going to do Janine's Jives.
And we want people who are, like, physically not well in order to do it. I'm like, I want somebody with one leg and a full stump in a roller boot going around in circles. I'm like, get country roads.
Well, here, let me tell you this. Oh, I don't know if I can actually. Yeah, I can say this. It's your podcast.
Yeah, of course it
there
is.
Was one time that myself and the lovely Becca Boots were hosting on a Friday.
The lovely.
And
the lady.
We were doing a game. And usually we would do drag hunt, which we've had many good times with.
Love a good drag hunt.
We would do lip sync.
For anybody that doesn't know a drag hunt, what does it entail?
Drag hunt, it's very simple. I tell them to go and get something from the crowd. They have to run in, find it, and then I take the piss out of them on stage.
I love it. It does remind me of some of the old games. You go fetch it sometimes, go something fetch, off, yes. Or go get this. So it's like, go and get me. I remember some of the nights you did it with me. It was like, go get a lady's bra.
A lady's bra.
And there is always a very large-chested woman that launches a sweaty bra at somebody. And it's the wee person that usually is a wee thin guy. Man, it's like right in the face with a big wet bra.
That's the thing though, there's like people who will come to the Friday shows like multiple weeks and they're expecting it now, so it's like I say it and then within seconds a bra is launched on stage.
Woof, and like, oh, they're waiting.
Some wee fucking twink from Balamoney is buried under this H-cup bra.
Completely soaked. Like, smell that, it's gorgeous.
And the amount of people that turn to me and is like, can I have yours? And it's like, do you think I'm getting out of this fucking bra for you right now?
This bodysuit zips up the back, I am not taking this shit apart.
I am wearing more layers than you've got skin.
So, yeah, it's absolutely vile, but it's very true. It's
I'll peel
true.
Them all off for you.
So we were talking, I've just done a brain fart there.
What were we talking about? James Jives.
James Jives, and then...
I was telling you about this. Yes. Me and Becca doing the game.
You would be, yes.
And
fuck the game.
me and Becca were like, oh, what are we going to play with them? And I was like, oh, we'll do lip sync for your drink. And I was going up and down the bar, and I was like, oh, you come on up, you come on up. And I went down to the bottom, and there was a table... And I turned to a guy and was like, oh, will you come up? And his friend goes, I'll go up. And I turn around and there's a lady in a wheelchair. And I'm like, sure, you okay. Come on up. You do the game with us. And
all inclusive here.
As I'm like hosting away, Becca, I had told her that we were going to do lip sync for your drink. And everyone's lined up in front of the stage. And I was just like, we're going to play Name That Tune. And Becca had already got Name That Tune lined up because she was like, yeah, I assumed that was going to happen because I didn't really see her getting on stage, so I didn't.
Why would it just been like, right, you can do the dance, you could do the best dancing and I want to see the best wheels?
Well, I was like doing the normal, oh, what's your name, where are you from, all that stuff with them. And I can't remember what I said, but I think I said something along the lines, not to her, it was to one of the other contestants. I was like, oh, walk you on, or take a seat, or something.
Oh.
And it was like, as soon as I said it, I was like, ooh. But then she just pipes up with, well, I can't. And then,
See, that's my favourite sort of person that can make jokes about it. It's great. Like, as a friend of mine I work with, and I've done a wee thing for them, her dad's blind. And I was like, as you can see on your bingo sheets, he goes, I can't. I'm like, I like you.
Oh, they're back. Oh, sorry,
that's an absolute asshole. That's absolutely wild. Where do I get the number to Belfast City Council? While I look for that, we're going to take a short break in the podcast. Do I absolutely go out and kick the fuck out of Chrissy? We'll speak to you very shortly.
Play your jingle, Roxy.
See you soon.
The perfect Sunday afternoon out at the Balmoral Hotel Belfast, featuring the fabulous drag brunch bunch with Roxy Tumble Dryer, Paul Letta Stiletta, and Trudy Scrumptious. Expect a drag-filled, fun-packed afternoon full of fabulous drag, lots of comedy, and, of course, fabulous giveaways as well. Grab your tickets now at the Balmoral Hotel socials, and we will see you there.
Hello and welcome back to the Laundry Room Podcast with myself, your hostess with the mostest that loves a Sunday roastess. It's Roxy Tumble Dryer, and today I'm joined by the Chrissy of the Toxicity. It's Chrissy Toxicity.
Oh, really? The Chrissy of the Toxicity?
I couldn't think of anything as quick there. I was like, it is the...
The Jolly Green Giant of Belfast.
Yeah, it's the menorah of minorities. Jewish reference.
I burn for 7 nights.
You do. Fuck, you keep going. Your Twitter profile says so.
Oh, you bitch. What? You bastard. I was wondering when that was going to come up.
No, but your drag one, Chrissy Toxicity.
Yes,
of course. Chrissy Toxicity on Twitter. She burns all night long.
Yep.
She's at bonfires all over the country.
I do indeed.
So before we leave, we're talking about Friday nights. You were working with me. And then, of course, I did say I was getting old and tired. And I was, because I'm an epileptic sufferer. So yes. There wasn't much fucking work on me anymore.
You did. You got tired.
There actually is work on me, but just sometimes I can't be fucked.
Yeah.
I'm getting old and grumpy and
I don't want to do that anymore.
Like,
Chrissy, you take over.
Chrissy, you cover me, then I die. No problem. Becca, international cover queen. Becca, here.
Cover girl.
There's a way.
Why do your teeth look like chalk?
Head to toe. You can't even talk. You can't even talk. Oh, shout out to Becca Boots. God love her. You and her get the abuse.
Love her to death.
You do. Well, that's actually bringing me on to what we're talking about. I decided to hand over Fridays to you.
You did indeed. And for a very, very brief period, it was me and Robin Diamonds.
It was.
Do you remember that?
Fucking how dare I think even Mitz out the Demonte of the lady of the Robin. Madera girl.
Miss Robin Diamonds. And I think me and Robin, we only ever actually were supposed to have two shows together, it ended up being. And I only even done one of them.
Oh, really?
The next week I was off.
And then you were off, and then...
I actually think that would have been a great wee pair, me and Robin.
Oh, wouldn't it? Yeah, she sings live, you do nothing.
Do whatever it is I do.
Yeah, you do something.
Talk away on the mic.
Absolutely. Oh, but shout out to Robin Diamonds. I'm up to see her again in June. I'm up in Derry to do a wee Wednesday night again at the Brickwork.
She's looking like a beautiful woman, so she is. From a distance.
Absolutely fabulous. And do go along, get along on a Wednesday night and see Robin and her fabulous guests. There's Miss Scarlet Fever, there's Yonce Dawn. They are amazing. They are... Them girls do performances. Like, Yonce does an amazing Beyonce. It's like... Bitch.
You know, I've never been to Derry.
I only went to the hotel, got ready, had a steak sandwich whilst getting ready. The boy looked at me and was like, you all right, son? Ate the steak sandwich, got into drag, went and done the gig, come back.
A few vodka orange juices.
Oh, absolutely. Come back to the room at about 3 a.m. when the night watchman was like, hello, love. I was like, all right, love.
Kissed yourself in the hall just for the fun of it.
Absolutely. Shook it out of the heel, get into the lift and dump and shit in the lift and went to bed. It was great. So yeah, I'm up in June. I can't remember. I think it's the first June of June. I'll go back in the Brickwork with Mr. Robin for her fabulous show. It's great. It's good crack, I must say. It's one of them ones just you're like, that was a game.
It's good fun.
It's like being on holiday.
I like a wee show like that where it's like, oh, I don't have to like take on any of the responsibility.
Well, Robin here, tell you what, get a Chrissy up now on a Wednesday. She works in a bank. She'll have to book 6 months week in advance annual leave. So yes, you took off for Friday nights, Mr. Robin Diamonds. And then, of course, Robin passed on.
And not died, Libertine.
Just went on.
Burned down or whatever.
Libertine ended due to the single-handedly of this lady, and Becca Boots then Becca joined you.
Becca Boots, the woman that she is, Becca Boots.
She started joining you on a Fridays.
And oh my god, I cannot talk enough about Becca Boots. I love her to death.
Why?
Do you know what? Me and Becca work so well because she is great with... I can trust her to just get everything organized. It was like the first few weeks I was like, oh, I'll sort the guests and I'll do this and I'll do this. And you know me, I am not the best for... timekeeping and I'll make time to do this, I'll do this. So we were a few weeks in and I was finding that I was not keeping up well with booking guests, having people texting me being like, can I do the show?
It's a lot. And I do it all myself.
It is. It's surprisingly Saturdays. More than you think, because you get a text from someone and it's, oh, can I do the show? And you're having to check, who have I said can do it? Who's coming up to me on the night saying, oh, can I do your show? Who do I have to get back to? And then if you don't get back to them straight away, it's, oh, she's a bitch. She wouldn't let me do the show. And it's like, you came up to me in the middle of me doing the game and said you'd do a few numbers, and that's not how you do it. You need to fucking message.
As I say, for my Saturdays as well, if anybody wants to do it, you're more than welcome. Jesus, you'd be welcome with open arms and all the help you want, but I do ask you come and see the show and support the show first. You don't just get handed a gig anymore. It doesn't
work
like that.
That's the big thing as well.
We're in a time where things disappeared. We've already got one gig club, Libertine, has left, and we're down to two. We could be down to one. You never know. You just don't know. Everything changes on a dime. It's shit. It's crap. Cost of living crisis is a fucking her. The government's a pack of bastards. Nobody can afford to go out. People are losing jobs. We would love a bit of support. So,
and
get away down the fuck.
If you're going to other bars, it's just going to make you better as a drag queen. The more people you work with, you're going to get different experiences. And I think, especially working in Union Street, is a very unique experience because it does teach you a few things about sort of playing to the crowd, working a space. And I think that's very important as a queen.
Yes, Lady Portia did say as well in the episode, people are out for a night out, they want to enjoy their night. Fair enough, that's your art, it's great, but they don't want to watch you go out with this big 20-minute whole fucking set against activism. You just want to enjoy 5 minutes of not having to think about your fucking sad life.
If it's these a normal, are, coming in, like, weekly show, that is someone's escape. It is them going away to forget about their life's problems for a while, to have a drink, to have a gig with their friends and enjoy themselves. So go out and do a fun number, even if it's not necessarily something that you 100% vibe with. Most of the songs I do, I constantly do like mid-2010s pop songs.
You do, and I love it.
I do.
There's some
that are a bit weird as well.
I like it there. Or recently you've been just pulling out some absolute bangers, and I'm like, oh, bitch. Oh, hello. I like that. And a bit of Eurovision, of course, you're cancelled now in 2024.
Yes, I am indeed.
That's the end of you.
But it's cheesy pop.
I could take her live Eurovision. What is it? Take her...
Take it or leave
it. Take or leave it. That's take or give. Take or give. Same thing.
I mean, the majority of the... I only got into fucking Eurovision last year, and then this year it's like, don't you dare, you bastard.
How dare you listen? Like, look, I will listen to whatever I want. I listen to Bollywood music. I listen to fucking everything. See if it's got a beat.
Which is the weird thing. You told me that once that you listened to Bollywood music, and I was like...
I've always lived... Okay. I've such an eclectic music taste. I listen to anything. If literally we didn't live in a world or society now, and if I came out and performed a Bollywood number in respect to that culture, how I absolutely love it. No, you couldn't do that now. You'd be called by some fucking bastard that you are appropriating and not doing it correctly. But even though I know it fucking heart by heart, what it means in English, what it means in Indian, in Hindi, I can, yeah.
The less said about Trudy Scrumptious, the better.
Exactly. Hindi is so windy, I can barely breathe. So, yes, you've got your Friday nights. Yourself and Becca Boots are hosting every Friday at Union Street Bar. It is called what? Tell me.
It is called Absolute Fridays.
Absolutely Fridays.
And... I love that show. It's, I have to say, it's still a tough sell, because we know that Fridays in Union Street was tough for a while, and we put the work in, and me and Becca are still putting the work in every week, and we're getting decent crowds. We're doing well. We're doing our thing. We'll work really well together. We have great guests in.
You do.
And I love it.
You're enjoying it.
I do.
That's it. If you enjoy it, it's not like work. It's actually just something fun that you're doing and you're having fun. And you're also creating a space for new drag queens and guests as well.
Especially whenever my actual day job is so...
shit. Hiding behind a filing cabinet, listening into a podcast like a pervert.
I do quite like my job, but it is unstimulating compared to the world of drag.
Yeah. Well, and you're getting everything you want and need from a bit of drag. You're like, yes.
I do absolutely love it. Like, as much as drag might be annoying, as much as I'm a sweaty bastard, as much as... our feet hurt and we have no money from spending it all on AliExpress.
Yep.
I do love it at the end of the day.
Oh, absolutely. It wouldn't change for the world. Enjoy it. I moan about it. Sometimes I do have to take a mental health break from it because it fucking fries my skull.
But you know what? That just shows that you care.
I do care quite a lot sometimes. It's like, for fuck's sake, I've been doing this 14 years. You've only literally discovered drag through Drag Race. Fuck off.
Mm-hmm.
There's people that think they know all about it, and you fucking don't. Anyway, less about arseholes and more about crack. And you also are doing Sunday nights. Of course, we've got new Sunday nights coming up in Union Street.
Yes, we
and
do.
Of course, you joined myself and Trudy and Pauletta as our game slut.
I have to say, that day that I got the call to say we want to do... I got the call. Oh my God, I got the call. I'm going on Bake Off.
I got the call.
That was, oh my God, the best thing to ever happen to me in drag, to be like, we want you to do Cabaret, because it was like, you, Trudy, and Etta are just like the epitome of drag. Like, I love the three of you.
Laugh. I'm like, right?
I mean,
I'm quite modest.
You're all shite.
I am very modest. I'm just like, okay, just dress up and it's fine.
So that's the thing. Yous are real people at the end of the day as well. Yous are good crack. And I was so nervous starting off with yous on Sundays.
Okay, but you were always working with me for a while anyway before that.
Yeah, and like, that's the thing, I was like, Roxy's there, I'll be fine. I just have to impress the other girls, I have to impress the management, I have to make myself part of the team. And then I feel like I was worrying about it for so long, and it's only whenever I stopped thinking about it that I actually started having fun and actually getting used to it.
Enjoying it.
But I feel like it was really Cabaret that helped me learn how to host, because like, I was 100%. At that point I was already doing Fridays with Becca and taking the reins with hosting a lot of the time, but it was whenever I started doing the game during Cabaret that I noticed a change within me.
Oh, I seen too. It was like, look, there she goes. Mm-hmm. And of course, over the time, and I don't like turning my own horn, but I was, of course, you were asking me advice and different things about talking in the mic, and I was just like, work away, do what you do. And you were like, I'm just, do you mind? I was like, work away, do whatever I do. Just watch for cues. Some people just talk and blast at people, but you have to listen as well as talk. And that's how you bring up this quick jokes, and I have to be so fast. Like, sometimes I'm faster than I even fucking realize. I'm like, Jesus Christ. It comes out so, especially when we're just sitting bantering away, it goes, and I'm like, fucking hell.
I remember though, I'd been doing Cabaret for a while, I'd been doing Fridays for a while, and me and you done a Saturday together in Union Street.
Yes, on my lovely Saturdays.
I was like, oh, I'll do the game if that's okay. And you were like, yes, go ahead. And we hadn't sort of hosted just us two together in a while.
Quite a while.
And I remember turning around to you and seeing you raising the mic to like sort of say something, but then I had already sort of got on to it and like had picked up on the cue and was going for it, and you just sort of being like, oh, that's my girl, she's got this now.
Did you see me looking at her proud man like, well done.
Well done there, son.
You just see me put the mic back down going, I don't need this, that's fine, I'll just get the next track lined up, go on girl, work away. And I'm also, I must say, I'll see the same thing come from Miss Sapphire Sparks as well. She is absolutely fabulous lady herself, and I can see it. I sometimes don't need to, I just,
I absolutely love her to death.
Put the microphone down again just by my side whilst I watch, and then I just chirp in again. I thought
there's Sapphire there.
That's Sapphire, bro. The old barking dog. Sometimes I chirp in with just abuse for somebody like, you look like a boiled piece of shit, thank you.
And they're thank like, you for saying brilliant. That to me, by the way.
Yes, of course, I just like to tell the truth. But yeah, I do like to, if I, as I said earlier on in the podcast, if I see somebody with that want, and I'm like, yes, I will give you all the help, never hang on, I will, if you want to do the mic, of course, come on ahead, I will direct you in the best way I can. As I say, some people just don't some people just don't have it, you just don't have it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, right, your talents lie in other ways, it's performing, or, you know, designing or doing her everything like that. And some people are just a talker, so are there some drag queens that just perform, and that's all over the world, like some are talkers, some are performers.
But I do think it's fine that if someone's strengths do lie with performing, that they recognize that and they don't almost get themselves caught up in it to be like, oh god, yeah, I can't do this, and it's like,
I have to talk, I have to be funny, because I see everybody else saying this and being quick, but you don't, that just might not be your thing.
And I nearly think that when people overthink it like that, they worry about it, and that's the thing that holds them back. I remember whenever 100%. I was hosting with Sunny, there'd be times that she'd be like, oh, I don't want to talk to the mic, I don't really know what to do. And now I see Sunny, and I actually think Sunny would be a brilliant DJ.
Yeah.
Because
yeah,
Sunny just jumps in with these little bits, and Sunny's like the best hype woman ever as well.
She's good at hype, girl.
She gets you going, she gets the crowd going, she connects with people, she just has these brilliant wee one-liners, she is the most bubbly, beautiful personality.
She is, she can dust a floor with her fanny.
She dusts that floor.
I think she's absolutely fabulous. She started with me as well, and I was her first paid gig too. She told me that. She used to like, I love you so much. I was like, fuck up, stop it. I just,
Roxy taking care of the girls.
I do.
You do indeed. I do.
But of course, Portia did say as well, just don't be a dick.
Yeah.
I can spot a dick a mile away.
That is the thing as well. We all talk. If someone's a dick to one person, that person's going to say, oh, I had so-and-so on the show on Friday, and they didn't talk to anyone backstage, they were rude, their number was a bit shite, I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, or like, but then, it wasn't what I expected. We'd talk, especially like myself and Rusty and everybody, she would have a show, and I'd be like, we should bring each other some nights after. Pesh, like, well, and that's all I say, you know, and different chats go on, different chats for different hats.
I think as well that something has been lost, and I think it is because of Drag Race and the COVID. Big focus. COVID is a big COVID thing with it.
A big one.
Where I think that a lot of people that came up around that time were seeing drag online, they were seeing drag on their TVs, and didn't know how to interact with people in the bar. They didn't know how they had to behave. They didn't sort of almost learn a respect for the queens that came before them.
100%.
Because
when I came out, it was like, oh, wow, oh, really paid my fucking dues coming up, and that's how I got to know all the girls, like Portia, Trudy, Tina, all the gals.
I remember the first year that I was in drag, I had to keep telling myself, don't be a cunt, don't be a bitch. Because, like, you know me, I've got a mouth and I complain about everything. And
I love it. I love it.
Like, a lot of people do think that I am really mean and bitchy.
Hello?
Yeah.
Have we met?
Literally.
I think this is why I don't have a love life, because I think gentlemen think I'm the same cunt.
In drag and out of drag.
And it's just a character.
Yeah.
You know me as a personal person. A personal person.
A personal person. She's a close personal person of mine.
Close personal people of the close personal person of the person of the person. Like, it's just a character. Like, I'm a cunt. Just like, and I told you in a break, it's where I developed the character from years ago, watching Drag Race, before she was even on Drag Race, and videos online, from knowing queens, even before Drag Race, was Bianca Del Rio. I just thought that fast... And I've always been quite fast and quite funny, even in school, the big fat fruit. I call myself the big funny fat fruit. That I was just, and I seen that and went, I see something in that. That's, I like that. That's my car. And the Roxy character then became that. It wasn't this like gothic fucking bit. bored the fuck out of me.
Roxy with her petrol blue hair and her stripy trousers.
I all thought that was going to be my drag. Because where I got that from was, remember Nina Flowers in season one of Drag Race? Well, before Nina Flowers was even on Drag Race, I discovered her online. And it's the queen from, drag queen, live in Belfast, now moved to Dublin, Bunny. Miss Bunny O'Hara was the one who actually took me under her wing and taught me. Which, Portia, last week we spoke about Bunny, and I actually should have brought it up. It was actually Bunny that actually taught me a lot of things, and we met, and she helped show me how to make mixes and different things, and learning how to corset. I remember we're actually wearing stayed bone corsets for many, many years, and the pain of those motherfuckers.
I've started wearing a corset again recently. I love it.
I've a good latex one that's amazing. I'm kind of thinking of getting back into it just to give myself a bit of a hoist. But there was those people that showed me coming up, and I was like, oh, show you respect. So then, from as we were saying about the Drag Race, you see on the TV show, it's highly edited. Just this character of, yes, mama, honey, bitch, I work. Don't think so. And then there's some tit from fucking
Newton Breida.
Thank you for a place. I couldn't think of it there without offending some cunt who's now then, yes, bitch, honey, work. I'm like, the fuck are you telling me at the side of my DJ box to play Yes, Miss, Honey, Work, Bop?
I've seen you crying outside the boombox bins at 3 a.m.
with a curry chip.
Don't be like coming with all this attitude. And at the end of that, we're all just fucking people. It's whenever you're talking to someone,
we're just fucking. I was going to say men in dresses, but some people are not men. Some we've got everyone now.
But it's
in drag, so we are just people. We are just people.
Yeah, and that's one of the things about the drag kids. I had to bring up eventually.
Who's your drag kid?
The good wee drag kids. I know fairly. They're going to be sat at home right now. Listen, it's not live, obviously, but they're going to be sat wherever they are.
Within 7 to 10 working days of release, they will hear this at some point, each one of them. Going to shout about Karma Violet, Lolly Potential, the newest winner of Drag Stars.
Yes, indeed.
And, of course,
Cherry Bomb Scare.
Little lesbian that could.
And I have names for all of them. Like, I very rarely actually use their actual names.
I know you don't.
I mean, Cherry is Chez, just Cherishker, Chezaby, Chezalina Begley.
Just, Sniffy McGee. I called you. You know, there's many a name for you.
Karma, I do Kermie quite a lot.
Kermie?
Kermie Weisker, which is a bit of a mix between her and Cherry. And then Lottie gets the worst. So it started as Lottie Potential, then it was Lotsa Potsa. Lotsy Potsy, and then Scotsy Potsy. Usually it's just Lutza now.
The name around Lottie Potential, every time I say it, it reminds me of an Austin Powers, one of the girls, a lot of vagina. Do you remember that? It was like Austin Powers, sort of it was
the Bond girl piss takes.
Yeah, that was basically out of Austin Powers. Like, oh my god, it's a lot of vagina. And every time I think of Lottie Potential, then I go, lot of vagina. Bit of truth in there. But one of my, as we all know, Lottie Vagina.
Lottie Vagina!
Lolly Vagina.
Lolly Vagina. She is such a sweetheart.
She's actually now moonlighting as that character as well. She's doing two different characters.
I'm doing Janine Tonic and Lolly's Tonic and Lolly Vagina.
Lolly Vagina. Lolly Potential. We all know she's Bio Queen, which if anybody doesn't know that, it's obviously
Bio, AFAB, Hyper, Drag Queen. We're all drag queens at the end of the day. We'll put on our slap and we'll do her.
But she is a lovely lady, lesbian lady, like a lot of us.
Bisexual?
Maybe
not even bisexual.
She
might be something
else. As long as she's getting bucked, that's the main thing.
I think that might be the problem.
Well, see, that's also a problem with drag.
Lottie, I love you. Sorry to put you on blast like that.
Oh, she's coming for you, bitch.
But she's a fabulous baker. That's all we
One of the things is, I remember, it was good a couple of weeks ago doing the show, we laugh about this sometimes because DJ Granny D is, of course, of our older generation. He's been DJing for years and the scene is fantastic. Always followed on a Saturday night after me, still does. And Granny goes to me, and what's that fella's name when he's not dressed? I was like, Granny, that's a lady.
That is a lady.
What?
A lady woman.
What? Sorry. What? And is so flabbergasted because the job's done well and you can't tell. And of course, on a Saturday, we've got our straight lady hen parties and, excuse me, oh, mummy, excuse me. And I'm like, I wonder how many people out there have actually realized.
There was a woman just on a Saturday that turned to Lottie and was like, oh, excuse me, sir.
And there you go. It's a testament to the art. Could be like, excuse me. There's some queens who look so feminine. You'd be like, madam. And you're like, no,
I'm a lad.
Like, years ago, Roxy Tumbledryer was extremely feminine. Like, I had shaved legs. I wore hers that were just like a lady's hair. And they'd be like, excuse me, miss. I'm like, yes.
That's the thing. You're never going to mistake Chrissy for a woman.
No, you would be like, you're the wardrobe from Beauty and the Beast.
Chrissy is a big thing. She's a unit.
You are a unit.
Big shoulders, sometimes big tits, big
hair. Sometimes I'd be like to turn to your god set of stage and go, ah, unit. And that's
the term of endearment we have for you all.
That is the die I have been cast in life, and
unitism.
Unitism. And I have got a word as a badge of honour.
There you go.
I'm a big girl and I run with it.
Fucking right, we love it, we love it. So you can definitely see on a Friday night at Union Street Bar with Becca Boots. She is hosting away, and of course Sunday nights as well on Union Street.
Yes.
And anywhere in between. But before we go and leave you, and I send you home in an Uber, you drunken mare, I'm going to hit you with some questions, some random bits and pieces. I first of all want to ask you some random quick fire questions, and we're not going to go enough, let's try and not get into a tangent. But here, we are here for the tangents. I do love them. So, someone says, what's your favourite food?
Do you know what? I have a really good story about that. No. Oh, my favourite food. A baked good that me and the kids have discovered recently called a caramelita.
What is a caramelita?
A caramelita. So, it's a baked good that it contains a base of caramel and chocolate mixed with flour and oats. And I know that sounds a wee bit...
No, I like this. I like oats and things.
Oh my
like
god, it's amazing.
You know, like those flapjack type gaffes?
It's like a flapjack on steroids.
Ooh.
It's so good. I actually think I have one in the house. I might leave it around to you on Saturday.
Where do we get these?
Millview Farm.
Is that the place you get the milk?
It is indeed. Me and the kids love to go for a wee drive out to Millview Farm in the middle of the night to get milk. Because like, while most people our age are fucking doing Ket or whatever, we are taking wee trips out in Karma Violet's tiny car and getting different flavoured milks. And there's times we've done it.
Where is it?
Malisle.
What? The fuel wasted on that ridiculous journey just for milk in the middle of the fucking night? Take drugs milk. And have a real life. Take drugs.
Instead, we're out there eating ice cream and getting baked goods. The drama that was caused one night when we went out and we saw that they had caramelitas in stock... And we put the code in and everything.
Is it a vending machine?
Well, there's vending machines.
Oh, I thought there was some bitch in the middle of the night just sitting, reading a TV quick.
Well,
hoping that somebody will come to fucking Malisle to buy her baked bits and her flavoured milks.
Well, the
expressing milk a dispenser. Oh, I'm just sitting here expressing the tits.
The midwife. Call the midwife.
It's a wet nurse. I'm like, I'm the wet nurse. Do you know what a wet nurse is?
In the olden days, it would have been a woman that had birth and...
But she wasn't expressing.
Yes, so then
she wasn't expressing Martinian.
They put the lady's child on her tit.
Yes, so this was a nurse that came along with a few voluptuous ditties full of milk. And
why
just,
are we giving away history lessons?
I don't know, but...
we literally said right before this we weren't going to go on tangents.
Fuck! So, favourite foods are a caramelito.
A caramelito, which is a lovely like a flapjack with caramel and chocolate.
Well, I want to try that. That sounds actually quite nice. What's your favourite drink? I was about to shout to you at the bar really quickly. Chrissy, what do you want?
Bacardi and Coke.
Bacardi and Coke, please.
I don't even know where that started. I think I just got sick of gin and vodka, so I was like, I'm going to start drinking Morgans. Got sick of Morgans, was like, fuck, give me a Bacardi and Coke. And I was like, oh.
I find Bacardi's like floor cleaner, as well as tequila's like floor cleaner. I can't stand tequila. It's just...
You know, I used to love tequila.
I'm a Jägermeister girl, as you.
You got me on
Jäger. You've come over to Jäger.
Yeah.
Welcome to the German side, Angela
Furchel.
A
lovely ice cold Jäger. Although,
willkommen, Angela Furchel.
You're fucking like homemade Jäger, whatever the fuck that shit was that you brought back from Spain a few times.
It was a cheap, low shelf Jäger. It was called.
That cleaned you out. It was. That was something else.
Oh, I did bring some tat, and I'm away next week, so it'll be brought back again.
I'm gonna have the runs.
I'll be leaving with some bits. Your next quickfire question: position. Switching up positions for a Jew. Are you top, middle, bottom, in between, side, up, down, left, hand, side, X plus 0, 1, 2, 3?
I'm a top.
A top! A delicious top! Fantastic. There you are. She's a top from Bon Marsh.
Quiz. I can't imagine. No, I can't imagine it. Don't like bottoming. Don't like it.
Same.
Yeah.
I've done it a couple of times, but
it's not for me.
It's not enjoy. So I know, like, Miss Trudy Scrumptious, she enjoys her scrumptious.
Doesn't she indeed?
I don't. I would love to like get the everybody's like, oh yeah, and no.
I have so many friends that are versatile and they're all in relationships and they're like, oh yes, it's the best of both worlds, and it's like,
well, maybe if in a relationship and there wasn't much to be, like, I can't do me.
Do you know what I think it is?
I think it's just
I'm gonna get deep here for a wee second. Like a good top shit. And
very good.
I think, Roxy, because me and you are quite similar in a lot of ways, I think it's an issue where we can't give up control to someone else.
Switching up positions for
me. Oh my god, that's going to get me on another tangent. I can't, but I need to write it down.
I don't know. Yeah,
speak to counselor about being a top.
Letting go of control. There is. I do see a counselor. I've mentioned it many episodes. And yeah, there is some things. Like, I don't. I've not trust issues. I just am very like. I don't trust people because they fucked me over in the past. People have really, really, really hurt me in the past. And at this moment now, I have the fucking walls of the falls up around me. And it's like, sometimes I look over to it to fire a few shots, and then it's like, no.
And I have a lot of people that tell me, oh, you're too picky, you're too this, you're too that. And it's like, first of all, I'm working with limited options here.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not going to settle for someone that isn't. That I don't like.
You know your worth.
If I'm not interested in someone, I'm not going to be like, let me go with that person just for the crack. I'm going to go with someone that I actually genuinely like.
That you want. And I there's me doing a gay wedding in Spain. And then at the end of the night going, I wish it was my wedding. Or seeing
pictures. I'll never be the bride.
I wish maybe one day I'll have a someone.
Do you know what though? I lived in a house of 5 gays.
Oh.
Let me tell you, that was enough to put me off relationships.
Oh, you're like, no, it's...
They're all happy now. They're all living with their partners now.
I think the new thing in the gay scene is to be just open.
Oh, but that's...
I can't. That's not for me.
That's 100% me. If I was going to be in a relationship, I wouldn't be in an open relationship.
No. Sorry.
The way I see it...
Jealous bastard.
I said this to a lovely straight woman in the smoking area the other night.
Did you?
I did.
In the bar?
So, yeah. So, love is not a finite resource. So, there's no point in limiting it. If you can develop feelings and have an emotional connection with more than one person, you go ahead and do that, because you're not hurting
anyone else.
As long as you're doing it all above board, and it's a lot of consenting adults doing what they think's right.
True, however...
This has turned into a very different podcast all of a sudden.
Well, sometimes we do get deep, sometimes we go on tangents, and sometimes we just like to have a bit of crack, and that's why people listen and enjoy it, and I thank them for it. We're just topping up our glass here, Prosecco, so she gets even more deep here as we are 1 hour and 14 minutes into the game. And tell you what...
Ladies on the game!
Guys, if it's an extended episode, it is, because we're enjoying it, and I hope you're enjoying it too. And of course, last question, because we were going to go on another tangent, what's your favourite place to visit? Where would you... Or place on your list to visit? Where do you want to go to?
That's the thing. I haven't been on... Last holiday I went on was Ibiza, and I absolutely loved it. Went over with my big group of gays. The gays. And
the boys.
I loved it, but I think I loved it so much because we got a really nice villa, and we were all there as a group.
You're not slumming it?
Yeah. Yes. If I went out and was staying in like a shitty hotel, I feel like I wouldn't have enjoyed it as much. Because I'm not a big one for going out anyway.
Are you not?
I'm really not.
Neither am I. I could do one night, then two nights in, then another night, because I go big. Then the next day I'm like,
I can't look
at anything. When me and Rusty went to Gran Canaria 2 years ago, I was steaming on the first night because we landed sort of mid-evening, and then we're away. And the next day I lay like the Pope in fucking state, dead. And Rusty was like, let's go. He went to the beach and all. Miss Rusty with him, Horthorn, went to the beach and everything as I sat in the fucking apartment. I can't get up. Or it was the man getting fisted on the sun lounger, whereas I couldn't go out and see it. I couldn't go out and see it because I was just lying at death's door. So it kind of ruins
him. Like, meanwhile, I would have been out there being like, get him to the elbow.
Like, go stick it up and boy.
You can do it.
But is there anywhere in particular you'd like to go? Like,
well,
I want to go there. Like, I want to go to China. I want to visit China. I have just this real...
I'd quite like to go to Japan or Korea, I think.
Yeah, Japan. I'd love to do Japan.
I go to Korea and get a load of face work done.
Oh, you come back like a plastic girl. Like, hello.
But then...
You come back with no nose at all, just two holes. Yep. I'm like, oh, it's Miss Sniffy LaRue.
Sniffy LaRue.
She is back from Korea.
But I do think that, like, if I was to go away somewhere, I would be the person that would be, I want to go and see the old village. I want to go and see the sights.
Oh, if I go to Japan, I want to go to Kyoto. I want to see geisha, because I loved met the film Memoirs of a Geisha. I'm a fruit, so I love... That's another thing I do.
Bit of culture.
I've done a lot of shows in Zen where I've performed actual songs in Mandarin.
Yeah.
But of course, somebody would take that up wrong and go, you're making fun of them. Like, no, I've actually learned the fucking tune.
You've got the respect to do it properly.
And there was people who were there from and eating it. I'm like, oh my fucking Christ. Who's this white bitch? I'm like, exactly.
Sometimes...
I'm not just one fucking level. There's quite a lot hidden behind this.
Sometimes people make assumptions on who people are beyond the makeup.
Oh, God,
they simplify it down to it's just all a joke, but there's so many different facets to people that you don't get to see from their usual shows and the usual jokes that are so much deeper, and there's a rich, rich understanding and respect there.
100%.
That's completely lost for people simplifying you down from their point of view.
To go, oh, you just dance on stage and wear women's clothes.
Yeah.
And that's where it ends.
How much of certain people's judgment is based on their lack of understanding for a person?
Well, this is it. Like, our job, people just think, oh, you just dress up women's clothes. Is that a sexual kick? It is fucking not. But
nothing disgusts me more than drag. People looking
drag.
On, people putting on drag. Looking at Chrissy and seeing something sexual.
Me too.
Because it's like, this is something I've worked really hard for.
It revolts me.
Don't make it as simple as your kink.
Like some taxi driver going, do you want to feel it? Get to fuck.
And for the girls that like to do that,
100%.
100. You go for it. You do what you want to do.
Oh, but yeah.
But
100%.
It's whenever you get those message requests on Instagram and you're just revolted by it.
Can I touch vagine and boob?
Yes. You've got lovely black boots. Can I look at your black boots?
I'm a ghost from the 1800s. Are they my wife's old boots?
Your wee orphan stompers, I want them on my cock.
My wife wore them in the Titanic. Did you find them on the bottom of the sea? I'm like, yes, I did. These are my little Victorian little chasers.
What was it? Can I sniff your hole through your tights? Or your jeans or what?
Oh,
what was
well, it? Can I have a smell of your bum through your trousers?
That's it.
It was a voice note from a man on Grindr. I can't remember. Was it sent to me? Was sent to Rusty? I can't remember who exactly went to. Oh my god, so many stories. It was just a voice note. It was like, hi, I don't normally ask this, but can I have a smell of your bum through your trousers? And I'm like, the fuck have I just been asked here? And I was like, I would love to now, in hindsight, was there money involved?
It's
like, is there any cash involved here in the smelling of the bum through the trousers? Because if there is, well, fair enough, why not?
This go just, ahead. There's I need not a much, good shopping.
There's not much happening here. I'm like, I would just.
But yeah, back to tourism.
Back to tourism. So you want to go to like Japan? I want to do a little bit of Asia.
Even if it's not necessarily Japan, I'd love to go to like Italy, Spain, anywhere where there's a bit of
just anywhere outside this country.
Yeah, I love a castle. You fucking love a castle.
Oh, you would love Toledo. Then I went to in Spain. It was a medieval whole thing, and they had a full suit of armor in the doors of everything. And I was like,
you know, I love a suit of armor as well. But I do love going to like castles and just going. I love a museum. Like Trudy was telling me, there was a I can't remember the exact
place
exhibit that it was, but it was in London.
Okay.
And it was a fashion exhibit, and it sort of had me thinking where there's been times where I've went to museums and stuff, and I do absolutely love fashion exhibits. I love going and looking at costumes and
bits
outfits
and pieces.
Yeah, I find it so interesting.
I find like TK Maxx is like that. Yeah, it's just like tat. And I'm like, somebody's just literally swapped their coat and walked out with another coat on.
Did you ever go to TK Maxx and you're like, someone actually made this. This was designed, this was constructed, and it was decided this is going to go onto shelves.
It's disgusting. It's where clothes go to die.
Who's going
to
wear that?
No offense to anybody that loves it. Rusty loves it. And
you do get a good thing in TK Maxx every so often.
I've never in my life bought anything from TK Maxx. I think it's an absolute fucking
fool. For coats.
I would need to go around with like a pair of kitchen tongs to touch things. I'm like, did anyone die in this? I'm like, I'm sorry. Actually, it's like charity shop.
About, kitchen tongs. Kitchen and home stuff in TK Maxx is quite good. It's good for flower pots.
Yeah.
For a houseplant.
It's always got like bedhead shit land half opened and half filled that some child's knocked over. Or it's covered. Do you remember years ago we always used to see like items in a shop covered in bubblegum ice cream? Not the blue ice cream.
And it would just be like, it'd be sat in like an aisle just like melting on a napkin.
Yep.
And you'd be like,
just sitting.
You gonna mention this to anyone?
I've never seen it in a long, long time. I've never seen anybody. If anybody ever sees blue ice cream, or it's just like white dog shit, you don't see that.
That's true, actually.
You never
is it because they're stricter with dog shit now and you have to pick it up?
I don't know. I
think what has this become?
I don't know, but it's things you just don't see. And you don't see bubblegum ice cream land in the middle of the Abbey Centre in the floor whilst you walk past going, what the fuck? And you don't see a white dog shit anymore. It's just, they are. If anybody sees these things, please take pictures, send them in to roxyspotted@hotmail.com. That's not a real address. Just send it to me on Instagram.
Roxy's dog shit watching.
dogshitwatch@gmail.co.uk/
I tell you this. Do you remember the very first cabaret we done? No, it wasn't cabaret.
You're asking me questions that I have no fucking idea about anything.
Whenever me, Trudy, Paletta and Pure Bent done Lauren Pride last year, that was the first time I ever met DJ Glenn.
Was it?
And he was talking to Trudy and Glenn. I looked over and I thought it was Barabest. So I...
Glenn, do you hear this?
No, Glenn knows all about this.
Oh, does
so
he?
Then okay. I had said to Trudy, and then Trudy turned to him and was like, she thought you were Barabest there. So then the first time I'd done a cabaret, Glenn introduced me as the number one weather watcher, Chrissy Toxicity.
That's right.
Barabest super fun.
And that ran for a good few weeks at that little bit. And that's right.
But our final Cabergage, you know who was sat at the back of the room? Barra fucking Best!
Was a...
Yes.
Oh, look at that. It was all in the cards. There she is. Chrissy Toxicity, the event destroyer.
The number one Barbara super fan and weather watcher.
And he came to your very last.
Yeah. He was there for me when no one else was.
He was the only there for you. One more thing before we go, because by fuck, we're here for days. Do you ever get BBC put up, it's going to be sunny for the next 3 days, and then it rains, or it's a little bit cloudy? People go, at Bar Best, fuck sake, girl, I was like, as if he is responsible.
As if he is the Met office.
That is just a man. Leave the fucker alone. He's just a presenter. You don't go on to fucking like Julian Simmons and call him a bitch because Coronation Street was cancelled.
Well, I do.
Well, no, he's fucking brilliant. He's a legend. I would love to interview him in this back room of Hong Kong items, as I call it. It all goes up in the air. But here,
next on the Laundry Room podcast,
it's the one and only. I would actually want him to do sound bites for my shows to introduce me to the thing. Please, Julian Simmons. If anybody knows or has a connection for Julian Simmons, please get.
Does Julian Simmons have a cameo?
Question. Tell me what you think about me, about my own diamonds and about my own rings. I would love to find out, actually.
But we need to get him introduced, and Chrissy Toxicity is the one with the nose like a cooker hood.
Coming up now is the one and only, the one with the nose like a cooker hood. It's Chrissy Toxicity. I could do that myself.
Me and Fierce should do a show, since she's the leopard that never changes her spots.
In Coronation Street. Well, folks, thank you for listening to the Laundry Room podcast this week. It's been a special extended extra motor mouth episode because I have my best bitch with me.
Chrissy, we must have put the washing machine on like extra dry cycle. We'd done a pre-wash tonight, so we did.
Pre-wash, full wash, and then it came out with a bit of a stain on it. We put it back in for a quick 30. It's kind of hard. Chrissy, thank you for joining me. You're an absolute superstar. Make sure you come down, go down and see this bitch on a Friday night with Miss Becca Boots. At Union Street Bar, showtime...
9 o'clock or whatever the fuck I get out of the dressing room.
Or whatever time she decides to waltz down the stairs at. And of course on a Sunday night as well, all details found online.
And who knows, myself and the lovely Becca Boots may have other shows coming up soon that someone may want to come along to. So keep a wee eye out for that.
Keep an eye out for that. Is that the one with the superstar DJ you're planning?
It might be, yes. Oh, that might actually be for another thing I've got planning.
Well, fuck, there's quite a few things in the pipeline. See, this is where we leave you on a hanger. Guys, thank you so much for listening, and of course for your continued support in all my future endeavours. These are absolutely fantastic. Chrissy, again, thank you.
Not a bother at all, my love. Thank you very much for having me. God, you've got me actually quite pissed. I'm not drunk, but like, I'm definitely fucking tipsy.
You're the tipsy bird. That's what I call you. But that toucan nose.
Well, the toucan nose that comes right back around at the end.
It's a fucking kicker hood. Guys, thank you so much. I'll see you on the next one. Have a great week, whatever you're up to. Be safe, be fun, and do not be sorry. See you soon. Bye-bye.